Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Chivalry by J.D. Horn, performed by Angela Daw. This is all Flannery O'Connor's fault. Prologue. Conroy, Mississippi, July 8, 1953. Ruby awoke with no illusion that she was unchanged. There was music. She recognized the tune, Glowworm. A man hummed along to the melody. She was lying flat on her back on a cold, hard surface. The feel of it, running the length of her body, told her she was naked, but the thought of being uncovered didn't bother her. She'd long since given up on modesty. Or had it abandoned her? Either way, it didn't matter. The world around her held no shape or form. There was nothing but a salmon pink glow, like she had closed her eyes to savor the sun on her face. That was it, she realized. Her eyes were closed, and the light she faced was bright but cool. She tried to open them, but they wouldn't respond.
"Let's get you ready for your big date, my pretty one,"
Ruby heard a man say. She tried to place the voice. It was somewhat familiar, but she couldn't. She tried to open her mouth and speak, to ask him where she was, but she couldn't.
"Your father believes it will be a small event, but I think you should expect a crowd,"
the man continued.
"A lot of folk around here gonna be glad to see the last of you."
She felt a hand brush her face, a thumb and a forefinger force open her right eye. As the hand pulled away, she saw a smile, framed by a full beard.
"Most folk hoped when you two moved away that'd be the last you'd be seen around these parts."
The beard was dark, but streaks of gray had begun to form in it.
"Yes, young lady, a lot of people gonna be glad you're gone for good,"
the man said.
"But I'm not one of them. I've missed how you two kept everybody jumping around these parts. Been downright dull without you."
Again the hand touched her face, its fingers opening her left eye.
"There you are,"
the bearded man said. She tried to focus, but the lamp above his head formed a halo over him, the bright light obscuring his features.
"Besides, your friend Dylan was always good to wet a man's wick during a dry..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?